Nada.
Ngelia, Ngedi. Now first I will explain something about daily practice and also some sort of conclusion about the initiation. And one kasa and one kura di shiba da jube one dun simba chene that digi ini kirim kambala nyasam kumsum tare ta kirim le nyasam kumsum chiala wangwa de.
Having received the seven initiations in the manner of a child, one is authorized with respect to hearing about, thinking, and meditating on the stages of generation. And if through practice your mental continuum becomes made into a suitable vessel through ripening by way of the path, and one arrives at that point when it is suitable to cultivate the stages of completion, then one should receive the four higher initiations and the four greatly high initiations also.
And in
addition to the four higher initiations, one should add on the highest fourth initiation. And if one is going to teach the Tantra to others, one needs the four great
initiations.
One needs all of the initiations, these including the four. In order to become a teacher of all of the Tantras, one needs to have the four greatly high initiations, and on top of that, the initiation of a Vajra master. These additional initiations at this time will not be given. And at the point at which it becomes appropriate in terms of one's development, of the development of the students at that time, we can look into the matter. Because you have been authorized to cultivate the stages of generation, the main form of the practice is then the stages of generation. And as much as the stages of generation are cultivated in a vaster way, so much more is the benefit. The briefest form is the self-generation of oneself as Kala Chakra in an exalted mind mandala. But even that is difficult for some people. Thus, there is, in connection with the six-session yoga, a very short self-generation of oneself as Kala Chakra. One should take as one's root and basis the maintenance of the vows and pledges, and then engage in the cultivation of the six session yoga. It is not absolutely necessary to recite the text in words. What is necessary is to think on the meaning, and by doing this, those topics that are to be thought about three times during the night and three times during the day are covered. This is like recharging in
battery.
An electric device. If you don't recharge a device frequently, then, and if you leave it for some time, then when you try to use it, it won't help you, right? The cultivation of the six session yoga won't bring you that much furtherance, that much development, but it will maintain what you have. If one is able to recite and cultivate in meditation the six session yoga in connection with the guru yoga of Kala Chakra, it would be very good. And then gradually, as you get used to it, and ascertain the meaning, one will not have to necessarily recite the words, but can just reflect on the meaning, doing reflective meditation. As said earlier, this has to be done with a union or harmony of stabilizing meditation and analytical meditation. In any case, the most important part of the yoga is the training in deity yoga, and if one maintains clear appearance as a deity and a sense of the pride or conception of oneself as a deity, if one is able to maintain this for one complete session, which is a division of the day in six parts, 4 hours? Would it be 4 hours? Well, if one is able to maintain that for 4 hours, then it is said that one has brought the stage of generation to completion.
And
then at that point, because the winds operate together with the mind, on whatever one puts the mind, the winds will be gathered, the winds or inner energies will be gathered in that place.
Uh,
For instance, if we do this type of imagination now in connection with the winds, we'll get some feeling, you must have had some feeling and so forth, with some itching at the top of the head and so forth. When one is able to maintain that clear appearance and conception of oneself as a deity for the one session period of 4 hours, then one is to mix one's mind entirely or only with cultivation of the stages of completion. The stages of completion in the Kala Chakra system are set forth as the sixth branched yoga. I will not be explaining them. At the sixth branch, in the sixth branch yoga, when one attains that, one has a union of immutable bliss in empty form. One actualizes 21,600 periods of immutable bliss serially. In the next moment, after completing the 21,600 periods of immutable bliss, one's consciousness becomes an omniscient consciousness. As the basis of the bliss, one at that point has completed the 21,600 units of the mind of enlightenment, the essential constituent, and on the basis of that has actualized 21,600 moments of immutable bliss, and has consumed 21,600 material factors in the body. And then in the next moment, one actualizes the state of the four bodies of a Buddha. In order to practice purely and properly such stages of completion and of generation, it is first necessary to achieve initiation. In order to obtain initiation, it is necessary to have experience with respect to the altruistic intention to become enlightened. And because during the initiation, as you saw, the view of emptiness appears throughout it, in the beginning, middle, and end, it is necessary to have some experience of a consciousness realizing emptiness. When this altruistic intention to become enlightened and the wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness work together in harmony, the one helping to promote the other, then that wisdom consciousness can serve as an antidote to the obstructions to omniscience. In order to have this altruistic intention to become enlightened, in which one is seeking enlightenment in order to help others, first it is necessary to have to develop compassion. It is necessary to have to develop compassion with for sentient beings, and in order to develop that, it's necessary to understand the various types of sufferings which beings undergo. Well, first of all, it's necessary to develop in terms of yourself an understanding of the general and specific types of sufferings within cyclic existence, and to develop a wish to get out of that type of suffering. In order to develop a wish to get out of this suffering, it's necessary, as inner divisions within that process, the one being coarser and the other more subtle, first to overcome the emphasis on the appearances of this lifetime, and then to overcome the emphasis on the appearance of future lifetimes. One has to overcome emphasis on the appearance of future lifetime, and before that, overcome emphasis, attraction to the appearances of this lifetime. Therefore, our training of the mind must go step by step, right? So put together the dependent arising for your cultivation of all of these steps of the path.
Now this is the general explanation. Now you see, most important thing is our daily life. See, as I always, you see, expressed, today we have the very good opportunity as a human being. So we must be a good human being, good, honest human being. That is most important. Then, a practitioner, we must sincerely practice which we believe, right? If we implement this idea in our daily life, then you will get the benefit. If we remain merely knowledge, then we will not get the real benefit. So therefore, it is very important to into practice. And for a beginner, right from the beginning, you should not too much expectation will lead failure. So at the beginning, you must realize the inner development will take time. It's not at all easy to develop. According to my own experience, you see, it will take time. So therefore, right from the beginning, you should not expect too much. Then, you see, determination, our own effort, this constant effort, is extremely important. Whenever we face some, obstacle, dissatisfactory or the factor comes, you should not lose will, courage. If we have a courage, we can overcome easily all the obstacles. So therefore, our own will or determination is something very important. How to say, if there is other way which definitely bring real permanent peace, then all right, it is not much important about practice of dharma. But if we could not find some other means to bring a real ultimate happiness, then then there is no other alternative but the only the spiritual. So therefore, we must make strong determination about the practice. Now then, at the same time, we must deep respect for non-Buddhist ideas or religions. As I mentioned earlier, you see, all religions have the essentially same message. In human mind, there are so many different variety. So for certain people, the Christian or Muslims, so like, and these religion may benefit more. So therefore, we must respect all religion. We should not feel sort of sectarian feeling. Then among Buddhists ourselves, you see, between so-called the Hinayana and Mahayana, or within Mahayana, you see, there are differences, minor differences, and within Tibetan Buddhism also, you see, there are red head or yellow head or black head, something like that. Actually, you see, Lord Buddha, no head. So you see, Buddha's follower, we become more,
more fashionable than the Buddha.
So you see, the real teaching is not on head. If teaching is the only head, then Buddha has no teaching. Clear? So you see, we must realize that all Buddhists are the follower of same teacher. That's Shakyamuni Buddha. So due to ignorance, you see, sometimes we develop some sort of, this is my tradition, this is my religion, this is my tradition, this is my guru, my teacher, that sort of, you see, feeling come. That is very, very unfortunate. So we must remain genuine, non-sectarian. Right? As a practitioner, we must blame ourselves rather than other. If something happened, some unfortunate thing happened, we should not point it inward, rather than outside. Oh, he did this, he did that. That is the absolutely wrong. We must pointing ourselves. Clear? So this is very important. So, you see, as a Buddha said, you are your own master. So for example, myself, everything depends on myself. Right? My own future depends on myself. I cannot share other people, or I cannot rely some other people. My future, whether my future will good or bad, entirely depend on myself. So if I myself doing something wrong, then I will face the ultimate consequences. Buddha cannot do. So similarly, you see, you all, future depend on yourself. So we must be a, how to say, the good human being, honest, sincere, and truthful, right? And warm-hearted, and meantime, courageous. Then you will, your future will be a good and bright. If our mind become too weak, hesitate, fear, our future will be more difficult. Right from the beginning, should not expect too much, and meantime, great determination, the future will become easy. So that is very important. Clear? So this is my last word, and then the samalaja tuchishui, the tradition yesterday.
I would like to thank everyone who made all these vast preparations. I'd like to thank all the neighbors and so forth for this, the people in the area for the opportunity for us to gather in this way. Thank you.
And
I would like to thank all of the many volunteers of Deer Park who did so much in such a vast way to make all of these preparations. And I'd like to thank anyone who had any connection with any part of this for their great kindness and what they have done. I have a sense of great appreciation. In terms of the Buddhist explanation, our coming together and making use of this talk on Dharma and so forth is due to our own having accumulated merit in the past. Thus, it is definite that if we accumulate such powerful merit, then in the future we will definitely arise at a final happiness.
Great enthusiasm and seriousness.
And I appreciate very much the sincere interest and enthusiasm that that you who have come for this teaching have displayed. I admire very much that you are aspiring so much to this from the depths of your heart. And I want to thank all of you.
And finally,
and because the weather was so good for the past few days, I would like to thank the sky. The next step today is a prayer for the long and steady life of the Dalai Lama, and the following that is a prayer of offering related with Kala Chakra. And so during that, if you would all make good wishes.
And pray.
And pray.
Damn, man. Oh, Reading and reciting at the same time.